The glory of the Lord was shining around them, and suddenly they became very frightened.
The angel said to them, "Don't be afraid, because I am bringing you some good news. It will be a joy to all the people. Today, your Savior was born in David's town. He is Christ the Lord."
"This is how you will know him. You will find the baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a feeding box."
Then a very large group of angels from heaven joined the first angel. And the angels were praising God, saying,
"Give glory to God in heaven, and on earth let there be peace to the people who please God."
This is what Christmas is all about, gathering church.
Thank you so much. Great job, my friends. All right, so we've got a few things that we got to do. I know there's no Sunday school like normal this week, but that doesn't mean we don't have to light our Advent wreath and find the star. So we've got some work to do. We need a blue group, no, not a blue group, a red group member to come and put the flame. Nico, come on over. Thank you. So we have been acknowledging Advent in our red group, which is our grade 2 to 4s, with our fancy Lego. It's fire department approved Lego Advent wreath, because, you know, fire and kids, not the best combination, so safety first. And we need our blue group. Friends, the wise men are at the back by the cream, over by the Watson brothers. Can someone go and get them? And we have to find the star. Go ahead. And we have to find the star, you guys. Have you seen? Wait, pardon? Okay, well, go and get the wise men and then come on back. The star's right there. Oh, my. Do you want to go ask Chris if he can give it to you? Go. Can you go up to Chris and please have the star? Okay, so Chris Pott has kindly protected the star for us, and we have a little verse on the back. Can you open that? We'll read it out to all the friends in the audience, because isn't this the best part of the star? Okay, so this star today, the message from the star is, she will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. And that's from Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. So now we need to take our star and we need to put it on the nativity. Who's going to do it? Can you put the wise men up there? And Gideon, could you take the star and put it on the nativity there? Just up here where the nativity is. Perfect. The wise men can sit in the front. Because they followed that star all the way to the manger, all the way where baby Jesus was. All right, so there's a box over to the back there where you can put your shakers. Oh, over to the side, sorry. Good job. All right, and then you're going to come back because we have a story, right? Where's Catherine? Oh, there she is. She's right there. Perfect. Yeah, you're going to have a seat right on the ground, and I'm just going to grab a wee chair so that... for me. So this story, friends, is called Long Ago on a Silent Night. You want to stand next to me? Okay, my friends. So what have we been waiting for all these past 4 weeks? Oh, we've been waiting for Christmas. Yes, we have. We've tried to be patient, right? What happened on Christmas, though? Why do we celebrate it? Jesus comes, that's right. Yeah. The birth of Jesus, that's exactly right. That's why we're celebrating Christmas. And that's what we've been waiting for in Advent, right? We've talked about, parents, that Advent means waiting. We're waiting for baby Jesus to be born. Friends, were you born?
Yeah.
Yeah, you were. We were all born. And... just like Mary was excited for Jesus to come, so were your parents, pretty sure. Even if they weren't, they were. So this story is a celebration of Jesus and his being born, and also us and our being born, which is so neat. So I hope you like it. I will try to show you the pictures, all right? Does this work? Can you see the pictures? Okay, good stuff. Long ago and far away, a baby was born on Christmas Day. Shepherds knelt and angels sang till the night sky with rejoicing rang. This wonder was seen by a lucky few. I see your miracle in you. Long ago, in a dusty barn, a mother took a child in her arms, wrapped him snug, made his bed in the hay. He was her gift that Christmas day. There's no sweeter gift than a life so new. My best gift, little one, is you. Long ago, at her child's first cry, a mother sang a lullaby. Sleep, little angel, sleep, little lamb. When you need comfort, here I am. I will always watch over you. Hush, little babe, I'll sing it too. Long ago, with scarcely a sound, the stable's animals gathered round, hoof and feather, hide and beak. Some say the animals began to speak their love for the child. Could it be true? We will whisper our love to you. Long ago, on a silent night, travelers followed a new star's light, bearing gifts of love to welcome a child who would one day calm a tempest wild and teach mercy and gentleness as he grew. My love, you are a gentle teacher too. Long ago, at a temple door, Simeon and Anna paced the floor, awaiting a glimpse of a promised son, a prince of peace, a chosen one. Before you came, our family knew it was worth the wait to welcome you. Long ago, so the carols sing, was born to a maiden, an infant king, with the sky for a palace, the earth for a throne, the hills and the rivers his treasures to own. Through your eyes, the skies shine a deeper blue. Treasure of mine, you make all things new. Long ago, as day followed day, this baby grew in the usual way. Watched and rocked and taught and fed, washed and dressed and tucked into bed. We are blessed in the simplest things we do. You return the love we give to you. Long ago, at that sacred birth, a piece of heaven fell to earth to light the world and spread God's peace, bringing hope and help that would never cease. From the moment I held you, child, I knew you came straight from heaven too. Not long ago, in a nearby place, was given to me a gift of grace. All my hopes, my joy, my heart's desire. Your sweet voice is my angel choir. Wondrous, holy, strange, and true. Little one, my miracle is you. And that's the end. All right, my friends, we have a special treat for you after the service, okay? Thank you so much for your great singing this morning. Pardon? Oh, yeah, we're getting to that time, okay? So why don't you go ahead and sit back with your parents, and we will continue the fun.